Parshas Vayelach. There's a Rabbosai, I'm going to tell you a gem today, mamish, a gem of a vort. It's not my own description of what I'm about to tell you. It comes from a Gemara. Makotuv Gemara. Parshat Hashavu is a Parshat Vayelach. The Gemara Katuf. Gemara Chagiga Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Brayi Kevav Elazar ben Chas, Mashal Chun Liyakabel Pnei Rabbi Yeshua v'Pekin. Pekin is a little city up north, between Meiron over there and Nari over there, somewhere in the middle. Pekin. It's famous actually because that's where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was in the Ma'ara. That's where he was. His little cave was in Pekin. Anyway, Rabbi Yeshua was over there in Pekin. Rabbi Yeshua. What's the raid in the Beis Medrash? What's the hak? Where are your Talmud? We came to hear from you. We came to hear from you, Rabbi. Okay, but fort. Every Beis Medrash is a Chiddush. E'ef shul Beis Medrash b'loi Chiddush. Zlo meheren, Shabbos Shem Yaisa. There was a rotation in the Beis Medrash. Maybe, I don't think we're going to get to talk about that, but there's a rotation. V'Shabbos Shem Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria. It's Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria's time to like to be the one who is giving shir. So what did he say? U'bemeoya godayim. So what was he? What was the rate? What was he talking about? Amrulah, they said, Parshas Hakel. Parshas Harakel is in Parshas Vayelech, this week's Parsha. Umandorish Bav, was there gesagt in Parshas Hakel? Ma'amar, Hakel is ma'anoshim noshim v'taf. That's a pasuk this week's parsha. Imanoshim boim lilmoid. Hakel, bring everyone together and you go over Mishnah Torah. Mitzuyan, anoshim boim lilmoid. The men over there are going to all be learning. Anoshim boim lishmoya. The women come to at least listen. Taf lama boim. What's taf? What does the word taf mean? Anoshim, men. Noshim, women. Taf. What's it taf?
Children.
Children. Or even maybe...
infants.
Babies. Taf, lomein boim. What are the children coming for? Kedei litein schar lemeviyehim. To give schar to those that bring them. Litein schar lemeviyehim. To give schar to those that bring them. Amar lehem. So Rabbi Yeshua said back. Rabbi Yeshua said back. Margolius Toiva, Hoysabiyetchem, a gem of a vort. What a gorgeous vort, beautiful. I told you I'm going to give you a beautiful vort today, right? This is a gem of a vort. This is already from the Gemara and Chagiga, a beautiful vort. Ubikashnem la'abda mimeni. And you wanted me to lose it? You're going to make me lose it? To like deprive me of it? So what it really means? To deprive me of it? What a vort, Rabbi Yisai! It's getting very excited over here. Let's get to Gemara. What does the Gemara say? It says in the Pasuk Hakel, it's that Noshim, Noshim V'Taf. So what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Darshan? He Darshan, Anoshim, they're coming Lilmoy. Noshim, are coming Lishmoya. That we understand, so it makes a lot of sense. Taf, Lamein Boyim, why bring the children? Litein Schar Lameviyehem. Foo, Margolius Toiva. It's like, it's so excited. How could you not want to tell me this? I wouldn't have had this vort. It's a gem. Margolius Toiva, what's going on over here? So, before we get into the vort we have here in the Sefer Shvilei Pinchas by Pinchas Friedman, before we do that, there's another idea that I saw the Sefer Pnina Mishulchan Gavoya. I don't remember from who exactly. This is the following very simple pshat. Which is not explaining the Gemara, just explaining this whole idea. What does it mean, taf, litin schalim evim? What does it mean? He says the following idea. He says, listen. If the men are coming, and the women are coming, so what are you going to do? Leave the kids at home? You know what I mean? You're going to leave the infants at home? That's not practical. So what's going to be with the kids? Anyone? They're going to come with. Either way, you're going to bring the kids because, you can't just leave the kids at home by themselves in the crib, you know. So if the men are coming, the women are coming, obviously who's going to end up coming? Kids. But if you were to just leave it like that, and the kids, you have to bring the kids because you have no choice, and the Torah didn't give you a mitzvah to bring the kids, you would have brought them anyway. You're going to get schar for doing a mitzvah. So this way, litein schar lemiviyeim, the Torah gave us a mitzvah to bring the kids. That way you're doing it because Hashem said to do it. It's a famous story. I don't remember with who. Someone here probably knows the story. That there was two people that were coming to. They were coming to sit down. There was a shmooze, and they were coming. Each one was bringing a chair. They brought the chair and they sat down. So the Rebbe gave the shmooze. I'm gonna say just Shragafayv of Mendelovitz, just because it is. Yeah, that's because it is. That's why. I think the story is about Shragafayv. He says, Chaval, listen, you both had to bring chairs, but if you would have brought a chair for him, and he would have brought a chair for you, then you're both doing a mitzvah, you get schar. Now you're just doing it for yourselves. So, you know, you could have, either way you're doing it, you might as well just do it and get a mitzvah, and each one bring a chair for each other. You ever heard that word about, like, Olam Haba? Like, no one has elbows in Olam Haba? There's, like, all this great food over there. You ever heard that word? Olam Haba is, like, a beautiful, lavish feast, but no one has elbows? So the people that are good, kind people, so they feed each other. It's all the selfish people. They can't eat. They're just sitting there. They can't eat. That's Olam Haba. They're just going to go straight in, yeah? It's apples in water. Okay, anyway. Akitzer, that's one pshat. Litzit schar l'mivyem. You bring him anyway. Because Baruch just wants to give you schar. You have extra schar because now you're doing a mitzvah. But we're going to say something a little different over here, Rabbi Yisai. Kivun acher, yoter, k'tzat yoter amok, mashu amok. It's as follows. Yushalmi yevomis dafches amid beis. Kishaba chacham etzor abdoisa ben hukanis. He said the following thing. Roes Yeshua. He saw Rabbi Yeshua. Same person we were talking about over here. Bikara alav. Esmi yoyra deya. Zohar ani shahayisa imoy. Meleches arisosoy lebeis aknesses. Says Rav Doisa ben Horkanis. I remember his mother was bringing his crib, his cradle, to the Beis HaKnesses. B'shvil sheyizdabku oznav b'divrei Torah. That his ears should connect, should be mizdabek l'divrei Torah. What does that mean? There's a pasuk that says, Esmi yoyredeya, esmi yavin shmua, gmulei mecholav atikei mishedim. Gmulei mecholav is children that are still nursing. Mi yavin shmua, children that are still nursing. What does that mean? It says, Rabbi Yeshua, from when he was a little child, he was in the Beis Medrash. His mother brought him in his little, what's that thing called? Bassinet or car seat. Yeah, like, and just, right, that thing. And just put him right there in the Beis Medrash. And because of that, Rabbi Yeshua was Yairadeya. Rabbi Yeshua was big stuff. He was the head of the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yeshua. What does that mean? He was a little baby. Nicht verstanden kein Wort. You know what that means? Neither did he. He didn't understand anything. He was a child. He's a baby. He didn't understand a thing. He didn't understand a thing. Nicht verstanden kein Wort. He didn't understand anything. You bring a little child, a little baby in the basement. For what? As your impo, you see here something. There's something, Rabbi Yisai, about just being present. About just being present, even if you're not understanding. A baby, a little child, is there, something is happening inside of him, just being in the Beis Medrash. Who was this baby? What was his name? Rabbi Yeshua. It was Rabbi Yeshua. Comes these two Chamin Chacham, they come to visit Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin. Now, Rabbi Yeshua is this person. There's something different about him. He's all of a sudden, Rabbi Yeshua is, I'm sorry. Yeah, they're coming to visit Rabbi Yeshua, and they come visit him. They say, we have a vort to tell you. What's the vort? Haka, noshim, noshim, v'taf. We're going to bring the women, the men, and the children. The men are learning. The women are listening. Why are the children coming? So that the people that bring them get schar. Hold on a second. You get schar for bringing children? What's the point? I might as well carry rocks on my back. I'll just carry extra things. I'm working extra hard. What's the point of bringing children? There's no point. It's just random. Just get me schar to do something. So just tell me. Instead, I'll walk in circles before I go to the base measure. So I'll work extra hard. What does that mean? I get schar for doing what? It must be when you bring children to the base medrash, you're accomplishing something. Must be. That's why you get schar, because you're doing something good. You bring these kids to the base medrash, something's happening inside of them. Says Rabbi Yeshua, Margolius Toiva, this is a gem. Resitza Abda Mimeni, this is my Bart. This is my life. This is the story of my life. Rabbi Yeshua got very excited. I would have said, okay, it's a nice bar. But for Rabbi Yeshua, this is his entire life. This is Rabbi Yeshua who, as a little child, was being brought to the Beis Medrash in his little pack and play, in his little car seat. That's who he was that defined him. Rabbi Yeshua got very excited about this bar. Yeah, I relate to this. I'm that guy, says Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua got excited. Rabbi said, listen to this. Reuven Margolius brings in his Hagoyis in the Mishnah in Orla. There's many times in Shas that Rabbi Yeshua, Orla, Megillah, Nida, other times says, Shamati, I heard a Teretz. He doesn't say who he heard from. Psochim, Yevamos, Para. Shamati. Kach Shamati. Shamati. Kach Shamati Stam. I heard. So ask Reuven Margolius, where did he hear this from? He heard. You're like, why don't you tell us who you heard it from? There's a mitzvah. A person call a oimer davar b'shem amroi. Maybe gula lo'ilam. This is big things. What did you just say, I heard? Who'd you hear it from? You didn't remember who you heard it from? Like, why not? Like, why isn't he like, that's not, we always say, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, and this person said in the name of this person, Rabbi, all of a sudden, Pitam Rabbi Yeshua Shamati, I heard. Where are these Shmuels from? Says Reuven Margolius, you know where he heard this? He heard this when he was a little baby. He doesn't know. He just thinks, yeah, I died. This sounds familiar. I heard this somewhere. This is something that he got like when he was a child. So he doesn't remember because he didn't understand, but he knows he heard this. Because there's certain things that a person gets just from being in the Beis Medrash, just being there. And something you soak up. And then all of a sudden, your mind starts working in certain, like, this part, I know I heard this somewhere. I don't know where, but this part, it's not my own. I can't tell you where I heard it from, but it's inside of me. How did it get in there? Well, if you spend your life in the Beis Medrash, a lot of things start sounding familiar. That is Rabbi Yeshua. There's a story I heard from Rabbi Shaya Sofer. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shaya. It's a very powerful story. Shaya Yehudi, in the times of communist Russia. Communist Russia was terrible. I mean, it was like, it was a disaster. Religion was against the law. It was called, they called it the opium of the masses. Religion was terrible. That's like one of the worst things you can do is be religious and practice religion or anything like that. For example, we're not allowed to learn Gemara. The Russians were complete amaratsim once the communist regime fell because no one knew anything. There was a underground clandestine chevra of shas that were learning together. And they used to meet every day. One day, one of the members gets together and says, listen, I heard from one of my informants that KGB is after us. They know that we're doing this. They're after us. So you have to change locations, and it's very dangerous. And you just realize that if they catch us, your life's at stake, and you might be killed. And a bunch of the people said, okay, you know, I'm out. There's a small group of like real committed members. One of the guys that was committed was a guy who sat there in the shir and had absolutely no clue what they were talking about. I mean, he had no education. So you know, all the other guys left, and these three, four people. So one of them said to him, listen, you know, you don't even understand what we're talking about. You know, you're risking your life. You don't understand the shir. You just sit there and just like twiddle your thumbs. Why are you coming? So he said like this. I was one time in a candy store. I was there in the store. And the KGB made a raid because the person who was selling the candy was they were suspected him of anti-government activity. They came in. They beat every single one of us to a pulp. So they broke my teeth because I was in the store. You're in the store, it'll make a difference. If you did it, you didn't do it, you're in the store, you're going to pay. He said, if that's the way the KGB treated me, so when I get into Shamayim, I understand, I don't understand. If I'm there, I'm getting schar just like all of you. He said, I want in. If I'm going to suffer for being that way, I want to get the rewards for being this way. I'm in. I just want to be here. That's part of the idea of maybe schar l'mevi'im. Because you're just being there, it's doing something for you. Just being there. Just to be there. That is this week's parasha of Hakel. Should all be zoicha to be lon the beis medrash kol yemei chayenu. Have a good Shabbos. You like that part?